Congress has kind of been at odds with the – well, I should say half of Congress has kind of been at odds with the president over the infrastructure bill. Here with the latest is Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel. So what's the latest on the fight over the infrastructure bill?
Well, right now we know that a bipartisan group of senators, 10 of them, 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, have put together a $1.2 trillion plan. It focuses on core infrastructure. No tax increases, so that's pleasing to Republicans, but it doesn't include any of the president's clean energy initiatives or what they refer to as human infrastructure. So whereas this plan may get more Republican support, you could see progressives bailing out on it, and then the thing falls apart.
Well, Rachel, $1.2 trillion still seems like a lot of money to me. How much of this is spending that was going to happen? Is this all 100% new spending, or are they rolling some things into that were already going to be spent anyway?
Right. It is not 100% new spending. It's got about, $300 to $400 billion in additional spending. And so there is also the possibility that it's not necessarily raising the gas tax. This is actually Republican Mitt Romney's idea, but indexing the gas tax to inflation. So it's a little more complicated way of saying maybe raising the gas tax.
I was going to say, but inflation is definitely going up right now. So it's not hard to imagine it wouldn't go up with it.
Right, exactly. And so the White House is saying they don't really love that idea. And with the president now overseas at the G7, not in a whole lot of negotiating able to even happen. So what our sources on the Hill are saying is that perhaps they'll try to put through a traditional infrastructure bill the regular way, try to get those 10 Republicans to come over, get past the filibuster. But then, Democrats would need to stay in line, pass this first bill, and then there would be a second bill that focuses on human infrastructure, things like free community college and so on. That would be done through budget reconciliation, the same way that they passed the massive coronavirus spending bill. But all that probably still weeks away, with negotiations continuing. The president's going to be back, I believe, Wednesday. But then after that, it's going to be closed for the July 4th recess. Congress will be out, and they're out again in August. So as far as the time to negotiate, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of that.
And, Rachel, you mentioned the Democrats having to stay in line, but they've got two somewhat defectors, often both Joe Manchin and who's the other one? There's
Kyrsten Sinema?
Kyrsten Sinema, yeah. Are they still are they waffling on this, or are they going to kind of toe the line with the rest of their party?
Joe Manchin is actually part of this group of 10 senators, so this new plan he could get behind. Now, he has raised a lot of cane about possibly raising the corporate tax rate to 28%. He was floating more around 25%. Right now it's at 21%. And so with this new plan, clearly he's on board because he's been working it out. As far as Sinema, we'll have to see where she stands on this. It's more now with the Democrats, the progressive wing, folks like Bernie Sanders, who's actually an independent, but caucuses with the Democrats, who don't like this idea. Sanders has actually been pretty quiet lately. It's believed that he's working on building that vehicle, the budget reconciliation vehicle, behind the scenes so that it's ready to move.
Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining me this morning on Alabama's Morning News.